It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
One of the great surprises about God which I've learned to look for is His unobtrusiveness. We make all our plans concerning the coming of God, how God is supposed to act in history, what He is supposed to do. Then, when we have it all figured out, how He is supposed to come and act, we find Him doing exactly the opposite. God did this at Bethlehem. Certainly no one expected God to break into history in such a manner as that. A carpenter father, a peasant mother, and a manger for a crib. Everyone knew that God would come in a manner worthy of God, and the whole world would bow down to Him. But He did not, and they did not. God did this again in Joseph's carpentry shop in Nazareth. One who had such an important task as Jesus should surely receive better training than that afforded him at the local synagogue and more advantages than those of a common carpenter. And because he was only the son of a local carpenter, the people in the synagogue drove him out of town. They knew that no carpenter's son could be the Messiah. If only God would act like God, then we common folk wouldn't have such a hard time recognizing Him. We look for God in the great and powerful, but He comes in the small and humble. I worshipped once at the St. George Anglican Church in Jerusalem. It was a high church, very formal worship service. The music was beyond reach of the common person. The minister spoke above my level of comprehension. In general, it was a situation devoid of the things we generally associate with a warm service. But as I sat in that pew, a group of children passed by on the way to their seat. It was a group of half-blind children leading those who were totally blind to a seat where they could worship God. And I felt the greatness and grandeur of God when those children walked by. We look for God in the great and mighty, and He comes in the love of poor, blind children. Truly the prophet was right when he wrote, "Your ways are not my ways, neither are your thoughts my thoughts." What is it about God which captivates us? It is He who was able to call legions of armies to His aid, chose instead to enter Jerusalem as a penniless prophet riding on the back of a donkey. He did not come on a great white stallion with sword in hand and fist doubled, ready to strike the first one who stepped in his path. But He came as a preacher of peace, with no uniform but the seamless robe of a peasant, and no power over men except the power given Him in each individual heart. This is one of the great surprises of God, His unobtrusiveness. Look for Him, if you wish, in the big and the high and the mighty and the great. But if you want to find Him, then you must search for Him in the least and the last and the lost.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.